After being in the state child welfare system for several years, Nikki was placed with her grandparents at the age of 10. This is when she met the couple across the street who'd been looking into adopting a baby. Plans changed, and Nikki was placed in their home as a foster child at the age of 11. Their adoption was finalized 1 year later.
My name's Nicole.
And I'm her mom, Barb.
Okay.
And we've had a great 19 years together with her father and I and her. And it's been just a wonderful thing in our lives. And we've been blessed to have her because she came to us when she was older, when she was 11. We met her when she was 10, actually. And Nikki came in and started overhanging at our house more and more and more because she lived across the street with her grandparents. And she was in the foster care system. And as time went on, we got to know Nikki more and more and more, and we fell in love with her. And it was kind of cute. Her grandparents knew we were going to adopting the baby. And we found out we really couldn't financially afford it, where we had checked in with different agencies. And so we kind of gave up the idea, and then she popped into our lives, and it's been really great since we have adopted her. Our greatest memory was when she would always come over and just sit with us, and we'd laugh, and we could talk, and then we took her camping to see how she got along with us, and you got along great, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just remember you said that I was over at Grandma's, and the one that day when you saw me sledding down the two stairs.
Yes.
And you and Dad were just watching me outside the window, and you came over. Do you remember that? Like, you came over and you were talking to me, and I was just kept on sliding down those two stairs. You know, there's a bigger hill down there. And then it was after that, that's when we pretty much, you know, started hanging out and coming over. And I would, for dinner, every single night, would eat dinner over Grandma's and come over, eat dinner over there because I would get fast food. I was never able to eat fast food at Grandma's. Never went out to dinner, so. And, I mean, and then I would, you know, I liked hanging out before you guys, like, on your Saturday nights would go out, and I would hang out, you know, watch you get ready, and hang out until you left, and, you know, and I just remember, like, when you guys would leave, I would be upset about it, you know? So it was, like, because I wanted to hang out more, or I just would miss you. And so I was, you know, that day that, coming from the situation that I came from and meeting, you know, actual people that were actual real parents that weren't my blood. I mean, it just amazed me. And I couldn't have asked for two better people in my life.
Thank you.
Because I wouldn't be who I am and where I'm at and, you know, how I handle and do things in my life I didn't have, you know, you and Dad, and you made me go down the right road when I had just the worst possible type of childhood. But I don't remember those memories. I remember our memories.
You know why? Because you always said you weren't going to look backwards.
Right.
You were going to go forward, and you always did that, and that was, you know, I really admire you for that, because that's a challenge when you've had a rough life like that.
Right.
And you did great at it.
But it was also because I had you guys in my corner, you know, in order for me to go that way, go down that right road. That's the one thing my dad always said, there's that fork in the road. You can either go down the bad road or you can go down the good road. And there's been times where I tried to mingle into the bad road, but believe me, you were both right there to smack my butt into the right road. So
yeah, but everybody, the dad, every kid tries that, because like your dad said, been there, done it, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't pull anything over, believe me. I always got caught. And I still do.
Well, we're proud of you, what you turned out you were always a good kid. You had a great smile. And you always bring joy to us every time you come over. You always make us laugh. Or it's just, we've always, you know, been able to talk to each other and say whatever we want to say, which is great, you know. And I love telling the story how, we met you and how the adoption came through. And it's amazing because it was meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, we moved across the street from your grandparents and bought a house. And then you moved in and we didn't have any children and you came around. And it's just, you know, it's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just, you're like, I tell you, you're my blood now, and it's exciting, and I don't think it's any different than when someone gives birth to a kid.
No.
It's the same feeling, and, you know, it's just been wonderful to have you, and you are our daughter, and we love you, and we're growing up and being great friends, and I wish that a lot of people had the opportunity, you know, to do this and to know about it, because that's the problem. I never even knew about the child welfare system, and here you came along. Never even dreamt that I'd adopt an older kid.
Right.
But it all worked out.
It did. So that's our story, and it's, to me, the best story that you can possibly be written or told. So thank you.
Yep, I agree.
All right, thank you.